All right, next up, we've got Chew Me Up, Spit Me Out with Deja Vu, Deja Me.
I overslept, but my clock was in me. Yesterday's news plays on the TV. My neighbor waves, recites his lines. Know them so well that I'm out of the time. Cause I'm stuck in a time loop. Just like new worry. Deja vu.
And right away, I really like that guitar tone. It's dirty and gritty in kind of the best way. It is a little bit overpowering the vocals, and I feel like there's some competition in the frequency spectrum of the voice with the guitar. I think there's some work to be done here mixing for vocal clarity. And I want to hear the lyrics a little bit better because they are interesting, and I think there's a risk of them being buried and the casual listener might just totally miss out on them because they can't hear them. And, you know, they're not going to be attentively listening with the lyric sheet in front of them like I am. I think this is an excellent sort of Groundhog's Day take on the challenge, and I'm glad they kind of ran with the challenge and found an interesting way to hook it into their song. And I really welcome the change-ups in both harmony and vocal articulation. And I think there's a good rhythmic contrast to the sort of staccato lyrical delivery of the verse and the more legato style on the bridge. There's this place where the word anomaly is stretched out for kind of a nice impact. And I like this song on first listen, even though I did have some complaints about the mix and the clarity on the vocals.
I would agree with most of your points. I noticed one really cool line was marionette and cassette. I was pretty impressed by that.
It's a good rhyme.
Yeah, and you know, the guitar riff is undeniably pretty sweet. That said, it feels like it doesn't belong in the song, or the rest of the song wasn't crafted to cater it very well, because I'm hearing like a lot of things that if the guitar weren't there would sound more like an ambient, almost dance pop song. Like the drums sound really canned, and that just doesn't sound quite right with the guitar to my ear. I feel like it's a song that's going in two different directions as far as the instrumentation is concerned, and that's my main gripe with it.
I think the mixing is not great, especially at the start of the song, but by the end of the song, it's either better or else I'm used to it, so I don't notice it anymore. I really like that subby bass, whatever that is. It's super duper low, and it feels great in my headphones. And I think it occasionally gets so low that it sounds out of tune, or maybe some of those bass notes are wrong in the verses. I don't know which one is the case, but it all comes together in the choruses. And it's also a good take on the challenge subject. You know, it's weird. I start out put off a bit by the song, but it really thoroughly wins me over midway through. And I think maybe it's just that I don't like the verses. Also, those drums, they keep kind of going away, and I get it. But I think it would be better with the drums included in more of those drum-free sections. We've done it ourselves. Like, we'll have a song, and then we say, okay, well, this is great, but it sounds pretty uniform all the way through it. So we'll remove things and put things back in, stuff like that, to create some sort of dynamics. And here, that might be what's going on with the drums, but I think there's just maybe a little too much of it, and it just sort of doesn't work for me so well. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I can only barely hear the backing vocals. And, you know, you got to turn the volume on those up. You know, everybody loves backing vocals and everybody wants to hear them. So, yeah, so bring them on up. Oops. I'm getting a reaction.
Foreshadowing for a future review.
Okay.
I think I have the same note, Joy. We'll get there.
Okay, well, let's move into the future then.